Welcome to the Something to Think About podcast, where we take a closer look at what the Bible says about common questions. I am Andre Palmer. This week, we'll be exploring the question, how do you study and explore the wisdom of God for every activity? And what does the Bible say about whatever task that I want to complete? Yes, we're continuing our study on time management. Our core scripture is taken from Ecclesiastes 1 verse 13. With all my heart, I use wisdom to study and explore everything done under heaven. Mortals are weighed down with a terrible burden that God has placed on them. So we're looking on time management. And this time we're looking on how to study and gain knowledge in the area that you're working in to gain wisdom and how to apply yourself and to be effective. So there is a right way and a wrong way to operate in every situation. Each response will bring different consequences, good or bad. Knowing the result of each will help you make better decisions. How you find out is by studying the word to explore the situation. So why is it important to study scripture about all your activities? One, to gain knowledge and wisdom in the area. Ecclesiastes 1 verse 17. To study and explore the reason for things. Ecclesiastes 7:25. To carefully consider all the components. Ecclesiastes 8 verse 9. And to look at the work that is done. Ecclesiastes 8:16. The reason why you want to explore scripture is that you want to gain an understanding of how is it that you should operate, how it works, all the components in terms of what will happen, what will not happen, what is the steps and all of that to gain insight and wisdom in terms of the situation that they're working in. For example, if you're looking on money, what does the Bible say about managing your finances? What are the strategies from scripture to pay off debt as if you're in debt? And how is it that the Bible says you should invest? And if you're in a problem, how is it that you go about getting additional sources of funds? That now will help you know to put a plan in place in terms of managing your money. Or if you have a conflict and you're working on a project, how is it that you should resolve the conflict? How you should reach out to the person to gain help and insight in terms of to move the glitch away, to move forward? And how can you work with the person now to enable you now to have more time to finish the project on time? And what if that the person is continuously adding on tasks? What does the Bible say about how do you manage external factors that throw off or derail your plans? That is why you explore scripture in order to gain the knowledge and insight in that. So how do you study the scripture in all your activities? There are four ways. One, use your mind to understand what is wisdom and what is knowledge from foolishness and madness. Turn all your attention to studying and exploring the subject matter. Carefully consider all the components and develop a method to studying wisdom and exploring the subject matter. So, if you're working on a project, you should be able to decipher and discern what is a foolish suggestion from a suggestion that can help you to move forward faster. And also, you should be able to discern and to tell the difference between what is madness and what can actually help you move forward. Also, studying the subject matter deeply can also give you insight as to how to deal with the situation and to create an effective plan going forward, and also give you tools and principles in order for you to effectively manage your day and all of that. So what are the benefits? You will see everything that God has done. You will also be in a position to learn from every situation, Proverbs 4:7, and prescripture before that, Ecclesiastes 8 verse 17. You will also understand how things function in the earth, and you will find happiness through God's principles, Proverbs 23 verse 26. So what are the consequences if you ignore this? One, you will become frustrated by all the work you are doing. And if you're in a situation where the projects are piling up, you have so many things, children have homework and they can't be completed and everything is just piling up and you're frustrated, yeah, chances are you'll understand what I'm talking about. Next thing is that you will work very hard and accomplish but nothing. You will work and not understand how things work and function, and your decisions will be misguided. So you will try to do things and you will get wrong information and you end up in a wall and is right back to square one. So Psalms 111:2 says, "The Lord's deeds are spectacular. They should be studied by all who enjoy them." So what should you do after you gain the wisdom from Scripture? 1, practice them. 2, devote your life to them. And 3, show others your progress. 1 Timothy 4:15. The main reason for studying Scripture is to learn how to apply yourselves in all situations. Carefully considering all the components, you will gain insight into how to solve pressing problems. One of the things I observed about studying is that without the wisdom of God and the help of the Holy Spirit, you will become frustrated by all that is required of you. It may cripple your response and prevent you from going forward. Your heart must be at the place to retain the idea seeds from Scriptures, so they can die in your mind and manifest through action. 1 Thessalonians 5:21 says, "Instead, test everything. Hold on to what is good." So here's a thought to think about this week. Are you studying Scripture in the subject matter that you're trying to manage right now? Whether it is that you're managing your time at work, trying to juggle between work, school, and family life, and trying to find the perfect balance. Are you looking into the area that is causing you the most frustration right now? So that is where you should start to look at what the Bible is saying in that area. Something to think about for this week. And until next time, God bless. And that's our show. Thanks for listening. I release a new episode of this podcast every Tuesday, wherever you listen to your podcast. If you find this information useful, please share this episode with a friend. This podcast was also brought to you by RemlaMinistries.com, resources to help you on your Christian journey, study guides, counseling, and more. For more information, visit our website at www.remlaministries.com.